Now's the news. I'm Tian Lu. China's top legislator Zhao Leji has delivered a keynote speech at the opening plenary of the Boao Forum for Asia Annual Conference 2024 in Hainan. The chairman of the National People's Congress Standing Committee urged the international community to uphold multilateralism.
We advocate an equal and orderly multipolar world and a universally beneficial and inclusive economic globalization. China believes that all countries are equal regardless of their size and calls on all countries to rise above the outdated mentality of bloc confrontation and zero-sum game, practice true multilateralism and jointly build an open world economy.
While reaffirming China's commitment to innovative development, Zhao also called for joint efforts to oppose confrontation between geopolitical blocs. The United Nations Security Council has condemned Tuesday's terrorist attack in northwest Pakistan, which resulted in the deaths of 5 Chinese nationals and 1 Pakistani. The council members reaffirm that terrorism in all its forms and manifestations constitutes one of the most serious threats to international peace and security. They underline the need to hold perpetrators, organizers, financiers, and sponsors of these reprehensible acts of terrorism accountable and bring them to justice. Russian authorities say the number of deaths from Friday's terrorist attack has risen to 143 after gunmen stormed a concert hall in suburban Moscow. Meanwhile, the Investigative Committee of Russia says it has identified the bodies of 84 victims. The bodies of 2 construction workers have been recovered in Baltimore Harbor in the U.S. state of Maryland. They were among 6 people who fell into the Patapsco River after a cargo ship crashed into the Francis Key Scott Bridge and caused it to collapse on Tuesday. Divers are still searching for the remains of 4 other workers. Investigators have secured the ship's data recorder. Owen Fairclough reports from Baltimore.
We've had more details overnight of not just the investigation, but in details of the final moments before the Dali struck the bridge, just seconds between the Mayday alert being raised and officials here on the bridge managing to close it to traffic and stop this catastrophe escalating even further. We've also had more details as well from safety officials about their investigation. They've confirmed safety transport officials that they have been able to board the Dali and retrieve the crucial voyage recording equipment that's likely to inform them of those last moments of that ship as it collided with the bridge. There are also reports as well that the propulsion system on that ship failed. We know from that video we've seen that the lights went out on the ship.
The situation in Gaza has topped the agenda of the 148th General Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union in Geneva. IPU President Tulio Ackson and Secretary General Martin Chongon issued a joint statement on behalf of the global parliamentary community calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Iran has extended a contract with Iraq for exporting gas to its western neighbor for a 5-year period. Under the agreement, Iran will supply up to 50 million cubic meters of natural gas daily to meet the requirements of Iraqi power stations in return for oil and gasoline. The United Nations Environment Programme says the crisis of food waste and loss has reached alarming levels globally, undermining efforts to eradicate hunger, poverty, and environmental pollution. The UNEP Food Waste Index Report 2024 says the world wasted over 1 billion tons of food in 2022, equivalent to 132 kilograms per person and 1/5 of all food available to consumers. The report has been launched ahead of the International Day of Zero Waste, which falls on Saturday. 6 Chinese geoparks have been named as global geoparks by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization. UNESCO's executive board has endorsed the addition of 18 sites to the UNESCO Global Geoparks Network, bringing the total number of geoparks to 213 in 48 countries. That's the news. I'm Tian Lu.